So, joining us now, we are going into the weekend. We try to bring you a little joy when we can. So we're getting a rundown of what this weekend is and what the opportunities are. WBUR Arts reporter Cristela Guerra. Cristela, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So it's great to have you. It is cold out. My knees were cold this morning. But let's start with something that fits that mood. Curling, not in Canada, but in Boston. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So curling, which is a sport that some know from the Olympics. It's in the seaport of all places, which is called it's called the Snowport right now, I guess, due to the snow and the activities that they have going this winter. You can learn the basics on Saturdays from the North End Curling Club on the Seaport Common, I believe. Lessons are 30 minutes. They're from 2 to 4. No experience necessary. Just dress warmly and RSVP online.
And just for listeners, curling, that's the one with the brooms and the disc and the thing that slides across the ice and everybody sweeps the ice, right? That
doesn't look very strenuous to me. It feels like you're mopping ice, but I'm not going to hate on the curlers out there. I feel like it's probably really difficult. I think we should all try it.
I think it looks super cool. I've always thought it just looks amazing. Okay, so that's an outside event. And we thought about this, Cristela. We thought really hard about do we bring back conversations about indoor arts activities given where we are. So I want to note we're being thoughtful about that. If you feel comfortable being indoors this weekend with a mask, I do understand that there is some music and art happening this weekend you want people to know about, right?
Yeah. And, you know, this orchestra, I feel like, is very specific. It's an orchestra of people with mental illness and those who support them. They're called the Me Too Orchestra. They're performing a free concert on Sunday. It's called the Stigma Free at Boston Symphony Hall. I think we have one of their performances, actually.
So I'm hearing such a serene sound there. How long is the concert, and why am I hearing the horns and things in the background?
So the concert, it's going to go, I believe, for an hour. Let me check.
I promise not to quote you on that.
Check my facts, but that's outside. This is a cut that was actually filmed outside, but on Sunday the audience can enjoy the acoustics indoors.
Fantastic. What else do you have if one wants to be inside?
So if you want to be inside and actually get a really good workout, and I'm very biased because I think this is my favorite. I love Afro-Cuban. It's grounding. It's a gorgeous dance form. So instead of curling, because it's at the exact same time, you could go to Cambridge to the athletic club from 2 to 4. There's a workshop that explores movement. It's a dance form rooted in African traditions brought to Cuba. And it's taught by Aaron Dumas. And you can take it in person, but you can also do it online. So if you don't feel at ease being in a class or in a gym, you know, do it from your home virtually.
We have a little sound that I know you shared with us from the class. Let's listen to a little bit. And so what you're hearing is the music. You're hearing a little bit from the instructor. The video is fantastic. Each movement is named after an Orisha. Is that right? God or goddess of water? And the drumming. And Aaron helps explain the story and technique. Can you tell me a little more?
Yeah. So Afro-Cuban is rooted in a... You could be dancing a form that's Yemaya, which is the goddess of the ocean. You could be dancing Obatala. And these all are stories and mythologies from this specific ritual belief, which are African beliefs that were brought to Cuba. And it's beautiful. It's very centering. I actually do it quite a bit.
So what about someone who's not ready to move that way? Something maybe a little more still?
Art, Tiziana. Beautiful, contemplative art. In Newton Center at the nearby gallery are two remarkable Puerto Rican artists, Sebastian Gutierrez and Uciel Orlandi. They work with textiles. It's an exhibit called Tela para Cortar. The phrase is fabric to cut in Spanish. And it means to address or dwell on a topic to really kind of unpack it. It's Saturday night, 6 to 9, and it's curated by the brilliant David Guerra. He's a Cuban curator and founder of Area Gallery.
All right. Go ahead.
That's Newton. And then in Gloucester, at the Cape Ann Museum, that is a special exhibition. They're actually extending it through March 31st. It's called Cape Ann and Mohegan Islands Vistas, Contrasted New England Art Colonies. And they're new works by artists. It's all very like out. it's almost, they've been painting the region, right? And it's an appreciation of the area. So new works by an artist, Ken Gore, Teresa Bernstein, Walter Farndon, Eric Hudson, Margaret Patterson, Charles Mulally, just local artists who are really appreciating kind of the landscapes.
All right. That all sounds like a lot of fun, Cristela. That's WBUR arts reporter Cristela Guerra. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. And we are going to go out now on a little music from The Strokes, who are going, who, this is the song Last Night. Boston Calling has released its headliners after losing Rage in the Machine just yesterday. But we now know they will have the Foo Fighters, The Strokes, and local favorites Miranda Ray, Van Buren, and others. So we'll go out with The Strokes. That's our show for today, folks. Thanks for listening to Radio Boston. Tune in again on Monday for Mondays with the Mayor. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu will join us, and we'll take your calls. Have a great weekend.